Hey everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, let's welcome Joel Magnus. Joel is a Christian Science practitioner from Vancouver, Washington.
While riding a bus one Thanksgiving day, I overheard a conversation. A man who had just attended a gratitude service remarked to his friend, "There should be 364 days a year of Thanksgiving and one day for griping." I said to myself, "Yes, that's the right idea. To continue the warm, grateful thoughts we hold in our hearts on Thanksgiving throughout the year. Why should humble gratitude, peace, goodwill toward men be emphasized only for a brief holiday season? Being grateful for God, blessings, and family, embracing peace and goodwill, motivate us to do good. These thoughts and actions aren't just traditions, but expressions of our true spiritual nature. I wonder what the world would look like if we lived the spirit of the holidays in our daily lives. No doubt it would be transformed and begin to resemble the new heaven and new earth spoken of in the Bible. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy invites us to entertain that vision by asking, have you ever pictured this heaven and earth inhabited by beings under the control of supreme wisdom? We can help bring about such a manifestation of spiritual reality by expanding the grateful, graceful, peaceful, loving spirit of the holiday into every day, 365 of the year. And as we do, we'll feel and understand our innate goodness that comes from God, good, our true and only Creator. As it says in Genesis 1, the first chapter in the Bible, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good."
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.